let me know if you can, if you're good, better later on. But yeah, call in, T. We're on for another hour, okay? So better call in, let me know, and we'll chop it up, okay? Just call in, brother. We'll chop it up. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need to know where you're coming from and all your stance on everything, because you're I want to talk to you because you're asking good questions, but I don't know where the questions are coming from or what's behind the question. You see what I'm saying? So just let me know. Yeah, yeah, better hit it right. Better hit it right. Yeah, better. That's why. Hey, better. I'll let you score a touchdown on that one. Better. I'm talking shit in my talk. Better. You know what I'm fucking. Better. Hold on. Where's it at, better? Hold on. Hey, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I got something for this for no one better. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I got something for no one better. Hold on. Let me pull it up. Hold on. This is for my dog. Hold on one second, I gotta get it. Hold on.
What up, though? It's your boy Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to the manmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is TL, and you're listening to the manmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to the manmindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host Steve the Dean Williams.
I have to, this is, all right, y'all call in, big dog. I got this. No, it's not just a question. It's very important. Let me show you it's deeper. See, this is what I'm talking about. I'm trying to help you. But let me do this to no one better. Ain't no one better. Let me do it again, no one better. Hold on, let me give it back to you. No one better. He don't even know what happened, guys. Hey, guys, I did it so fast. No one better just don't understand what I just did. I just took that motherfucker's glasses. Hey, and no one better. I'm sipping the tea. See that? He don't even know how fast I was there. See how fast I did that shit, guys? See, let me take it off again. Hand it back. Here you go, better. I hand it back to you. Took your shit, son. He gonna fuck me up in that. You took your shit, dog. Took his glasses. He know the fuck I'm talking about. Took your shit. And I got him right here. And if you want him back, you gonna step up in an hour. If you want the... He says... You can step up. I got to talk shit to my family, man. Anyway, hey, T-Dog, T, Ta-Ta, whatever your name is, Ta, I don't even want to call you Ta-Ta. Please, happy life, what's up? Ta-Ta, let me, oh, you got to go to work, okay. But no, Ta-Ta, look, call in, man. I don't want to call you Ta-Ta. I'm going to call you T, because a man will call another man Ta-Ta. So T, just call into the show, man. I got you. If y'all want to call in, we're here for another hour. Let me break down the game and shit. But as I was saying to y'all guys that listen to me and everything, this is these are teachable moments here. All right. See, what I'm trying to show you guys as men, and when you're feeling that you're closed off to the world and you're feeling worried about a woman and you are really insecure, okay, or you're closed in what yourself is. See, when you get rejected, it is going to improve your chances of success when you take the information and look at the feedback, gentlemen. You got to look at the feedback. Even if you feel, now remember, if y'all were just joining us and everything on the show, on this, we're talking about the introverts here. Because as for all you introverts out here, what if you actually realize that being introvert is not who the fuck you are? And what if you are not introverted? See, an introvert doesn't do anything, right? Introvert kind of shies off. He looks down. He looks away. But what if I told you that you are not introverted? That's a fucking lie. That is a goddamn lie. I'm telling you right now. Let me see if I can show you. It's a lie. That's not a lie right there. Hold on, let me find that shit. Tell me something. When did you shy off at this point? Were you introverted in this moment right here, gentlemen, all you introverts, this is why I keep showing you why it's a lie. Because let me tell you guys something. If you were really introverted the way you say you would be, you might be dribbling down your mom's leg right now. And I'm not trying to be a dick right here, but let's keep it all the way a buck. If you were actually introverted, do you actually think you would be here? Do you actually think that you would be here right now listening to this show if you actually were introverted? And that's where we're talking about with game, okay? This is what I'm talking about with game. You cannot be introverted and be here because there was somebody inside of you that said, I'm not introverted. I'm going after what the fuck I want, and I'm going to have clarity, and I'm going to criticize myself. Because let me tell you guys something. I keep telling you, listen, I don't know if everybody else is telling you, I want you to criticize yourself, please. Oh my God. Guys, I keep telling you, if I get her, I am my harshest critic. Hey, wait, Steve. Don't pat yourself on the fucking back. The fuck you doing? Okay, so what you got, a motherfucker? But wait a second. Hey, Scribe, come here. Didn't he say he was going to pull her in like 7 moves? Bitch, you pulled her in 10. You failed. You fucked up. There's no reason to celebrate this. Ain't no victory here. See that? That's what I'm talking about, being your harshest critic. Because, guys, I'm trying to show you something. I'm not taking things seriously. But more or less, listen, I'm not taking things personally. Hold on. Oh, my dog, another player in the fucking room. Hold on. Let me see if you got something for me. Because every time you pop your head in this motherfucker, I'm always getting something on the back end. Let me just check and see if I got something. Oh, let me see if I got something for one of my top students and shit. Let me see if I got something on the back end. Because every time he always comes in and graces us with his motherfucking game, sometimes he's always giving us little things that I can show you guys. Let me just double check and see if I got anything. Hold on. I don't think I got anything. Hold on. Let me double check and see if he hit us with any ism. All right. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Wait. Let me see if I got anything. Yeah, I don't know if I got anything from you, big dog. Oh, wait. We got the last. Okay. I got something from last time from you. And I can't show you. I can show you the top. Let me see if I can. Hold on. Can I? Yeah, I can't. Damn, nice eyes. I can't even show you that. Damn, I wish I could show everybody. But yeah, Mike. I thought usually Mike rolls in and usually gives me some treat to give y'all of what he's got going on. But yeah, goddamn, my boy, my top student, man, this is great, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, a real. The thing we got ripped mods is because we want to focus on game and not bullshit around. And I love my mods, but again, if y'all just joining us, the mod we're putting a new role. Okay, we're not gonna just kick you out. We're gonna put you in timeout. Okay, yeah, I appreciate it, Mike. Just showing love, man. I appreciate you, man. Great man, great father, great man, dog. What I love about Mike is that he's a great father, man. Very, very great man. Has his shit together. And you know what? He doesn't need to hear me say I'm proud of him, but I'm proud of that motherfucker. He's a great man. He does. He listens. He soaks up and he goes, man. And he's a great man doing his thing, man. And he does everything to the fucking top of the line. And is a good person. He is a great motherfucker. Proud of that motherfucker. But let's continue, guys. Gentlemen. Whether you receive any type of beat down to yourself, guys, one thing that a man doesn't do, he doesn't take things personally. All right? And everybody, wait, time out. If you haven't seen The Boys because the new one came out, they've got a hero orgy going on that is crazy. Oh, my God. Guys, I'm on episode 6. So, guys, if y'all are watching The Boys on Amazon Prime, man, they got a hero orgy going on, and it just, everything is crazy over it. The episode 6 is crazy, dog. I just want to let all my guys know that. If y'all watching The Boys, make sure y'all do that, man. Yeah, but no, no, Mike. Listen, Mike. No. I'm going to tell you no. I didn't help you change your life. You just learned game and changed your life, dog. This is what's so remarkable about you and the no one betters in the world is that, you know what? You are a bad motherfucker, man, because you're a bad motherfucker. You know what I mean? You're a bad motherfucker, dog, because you did the one thing. You listened, you soaked up, and then you tailor-made what I gave you to you. And now you are off with it, man. You, man, dog. Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many dick resting days this motherfucker must have. I mean, God, man. But I'm proud of you, man. You're great, man. You are what I'm trying to get these guys aspire to be, and that is being great men by being great men. But yeah, true. It's crazy, dog. I posted, if y'all follow me on Facebook, I posted one clip that just went far left. I'm talking about the motherfucker opened the door and he got laced with nothing but nut. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Come on, man. Come on, man. You can't be doing that to the guys, man. Dude, these what's happening right now, all the heroes and all the guys that have powers, they go to this house once a year and all they do is fuck. All they do is just fuck. It's crazy. Oh, my God. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Yeah, yeah. Hey, yes. Please warn them. Thank you, dog. Please. If you are watching this, please do not let your mother walk in, because don't blame me. I'm just telling you, things are crazy on that show right there. Things are crazy. But, guys, y'all, listen to me. Like I said before, we got 30 minutes left. Y'all can call if y'all want. We're going to do a live show at 4 in the morning. So if you, 4 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, we're going to talk about the 4th of July. And we'll take questions, but I want to do something for my UK guys. Like I say, man, game doesn't sleep. So we're always working. We're always grinding over here. And after we do the 4 o'clock thing, then we got another show a few hours after that, 12 Eastern Standard Time with the Real Game, No Theory guys. So we're always kicking out game. And then tomorrow night, we'll kick off another game. So another show. So we got a lot to discuss, a lot to talk about. But guys, this is what I say for all you guys out here. And what I'm trying to get y'all see, okay, what I'm saying to you guys out here is that, oh, man, hey, David. That got a motherfucking answering the door with his dick. That's how, it just doesn't make any sense what they got going on in that motherfucker. I mean, the motherfucker opens the door, it looks like he opened the door with his dick, and his dick is like a big snake, and I just can't even, not only is the orgy going on, but for the first time, Homelander is getting his ass kicked. Homelander is getting bodied. Homelander is fighting. There's a fight that ensues. A lot of shit goes down, man. You got to watch it, guys. If y'all are keeping up, episode 6, it's called Hero Gasm or something. Dude, shit is crazy. I'm like, yo. So, yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, dog. Yeah, man. He got it, man. He got it. Yes, I love how things are unfolding, too. He said, how many seasons is The Boys? I just find Ozark. Yo, man, The Boys, we're in the third season of The Boys, so watch that. The Boys have two things, that and they have a few sci-fi things I love to watch, but it's something to watch, okay? You got to watch it, man. It shit is so crazy. Oh, I didn't even mention the I can't tell you, man, it just the speedy guy, the fast guy, what he did. It's just total chaos right now. There's nobody controlling these guys. Oh, dude, y'all got to. And I know somebody keeps telling me I got to watch Stranger Things. I got to get into that. I'm only on season one, episode one. I got to watch that. People's like, Steve, you got to watch Stranger Things. And I got to watch that, I guess. But, yeah, man. Yeah, A-Train. man, what A-Train did, I was like, yo. And then what happened after he did, it's like, whoa. So y'all got to watch it, man. Yeah, but hey, Mike, thank you, man. Hey, Mike. Hey, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. But, Mike, I appreciate you, Mike. You're a great man, Mike. I give you, hey, Mike, keep on the information. We love what you do. We love the receipts that you give us because you're showing these young men what they can aspire to and go beyond from just the things that you give us. So, Mike, thank you very much. Keep that shit coming. I will always play the audios, and I will always play the clips that you give us because this is what game is, Mike. Thank you so much. Didn't mean to spoil it for you, Mike, but God damn it. When you see Mike, it's going to be like, hold, it's a holy shit moment, Mike. That's what it is. It is that. So, okay. So, for all you guys out there, okay, all you guys out there, what we're saying to you guys out there that are listening to the show, we have a show early in the morning, okay? We're going to go early in the morning at 4 in the morning. We're going to talk about the 4th of July. And we're going to talk a little Q&A's for an hour. I will tell you some of my 4th of July experiences, how I set it up, how it was fucking on the 4th because of how I set it up. I'll talk about that. We'll answer questions just for an hour. We'll do that. And then we have a real game, no theory at 12, okay? But the bottom line of what I'm trying to get you guys to see that I – listen, before I say this, let me say this. I am not here to change your mind. If you feel like you're an introvert, okay? If you feel like you're an introvert, I'm not here to change what you're thinking right now. I can't do it. What I'm saying to you is this, okay? What I'm saying to you is, is that once you realize that being an introvert is something that you do, that's going to help you change the shift in what you think. But you have to recognize what it is. It's not who you are. Thank you, 192 likes. So you have to put a question, but you're saying, what would you say a shit test is? Okay, a shit test is anything that is disrespectful, period. But listen to what I'm saying, Real. The reason why she's allowed to shit test you is because she has actually got to see what you are. She actually has to bite the gold. Remember, I always tell you, biting the gold. So she has to see if you are real or fake, okay? So that ties into a shit test. And that's where you get a merciful king. And that's why I tell you, you could be a merciful king. If she's shit testing you, she's just seeing how you're going to check her fucking behavior. That's all it is. See, she has to know that you're the real deal. Okay? Versus how most guys are when they get shit tested. So this is all important. But as an introvert or a nice guy, listen. Being nice is okay, but living on the street of nice isn't okay. This is what I'm saying. Being nice is okay. I am a nice guy. See, y'all get it twisted. We're all nice guys. It's just the difference is we got fucking standards. I'm a nice guy and a smooth guy. I'm all these things, but we just have different standards. See, I don't live on the street of nice because that's fake, okay? I don't live on that street of being nice. I am nice. I'm a nice person for those that are worthy enough of my kindness. But I'm not going to hand over nice to somebody that's just going to take it and walk all over it. I'm not going to do that. If that makes any sense, gentlemen, okay? But what we're saying to you guys, like tonight, all right, 4 in the morning, because we got to set up the Real Game No Theory show, number one. But at 4 in the morning, we'll talk about the 4th of July. We'll talk about a little bit of the game. We'll answer questions for an hour. But I'm going to talk to y'all about the ism of the game. of the 4th of July. And man, everything I'm talking about that's going to happen in another week or so, a week and a few days, was created in the wintertime. And we will talk about that. Everything that I'm showing you guys right now, while my guys are about to fuck, because it was created in the wintertime. And I promise you, when we get to the wintertime, I'm going to talk about what I'm talking about now then to let y'all guys know this is the time. The wintertime is the time, because when they put on their skin or their layers of skin of coats and all this shit covering up their body, this is the time to set everything up for the day where they shed their skin, okay? It's a freelance. It's going to probably be like 4:15, 4 o'clock. But, yes, I'm going to set it up where the replay will be on YouTube. So if you miss it, you'll get the replay. I promise. I got all you guys covered, okay? I don't want you guys to think that I don't have you covered. I do have you covered. I got you guys. I got you. Now, we're here for another 23 minutes. We got you. Y'all got questions. We got y'all, man. If you want to call in, the lines are open. And if you have any introverted questions, please ask, because I know a lot of y'all actually think being an introvert is a bad thing. It is never a bad thing to be introverted, because that's not who you are. I don't mind you being introverted. Let me give you all an example of introverted that's not really introverted, okay? If any of you guys ever know the artist named Prince, okay? Prince is presumably shy, right? Well, he's mistaken as an introvert. But when he gets on that stage, he is totally different than what he is face-to-face around people. He just chooses to be closed off to see. People look at him as a shy or introverted person, but no, he just closes himself off to certain people. He just doesn't share himself to the world. So what the world does is the world tries to perceive him like the world wants to, because he's not introverted. If you watch any of his fucking concerts, that motherfucker's all over the place. So he's not actually introverted. I'm trying to think of somebody that y'all know that's probably shy that's not really fucking shy. I can't think of anybody now that is shy that is actually not shy. Because remember, the world is allowed to place its perspective on any of us. But just because it does that, it doesn't matter. Question. He says, how do I get a woman's mind like Howard? You can't. You can never get her mind, my brother. You can never. You don't have what it takes. Because you're doing it all wrong. You got it all wrong. The problem, and I appreciate the question, but here's you going around, Mr. Hernandez. You're not asking the right question of growth. You worship women, and you want to get her mind because you just want quick sex, and that's why you're not getting it. I never asked my mentor how I get a woman's mind when I realized the access that I have to something infinite that I have. Why the fuck would I want to get in her mind when I have not even scratched the surface of my mind? You see what I'm saying? G says, is it better to DM a woman to initiate the first date when you get it? Well, here you go, G. Here's the beautiful thing about you. And is that thing? Oh, wait, that's LeBron. You need to change that to Michael Jordan. But I'm going to let you slide. I'm just fucking with you, big dog. What I'm saying to you, my brother, is that you get to decide how you initiate what you want to initiate. See, there's no wrong answer when you have the choices of the answers. Do I want to do it through text message? And if it's through my phone, is it a text, voice, or video? Do I want to do it over the phone? Then once we get that done, how do you want to do it? Where do you want to do it at? Why do you want to do it? And how you want to do it? See how deep that is, my brother? So it's not better to initiate the first. Wait, is it better to DM a woman to initiate the first date? No. It's just communicating, okay? Come on, T. Come on, T. T. T, we don't want to go there. Flop. Show me one time. Please, and please show me. Show me one time Michael Jordan bumps in somebody, waits a full-blown second, and just falls to the ground like he got hit by Godzilla. Oh, my pain. See, let me just show you something. I know you don't understand because I'm old here, but let me show you from an old head, okay? T, watch this. T, watch this. Do you know how many points Michael Jordan had with the defenses that were playing back in the day? Do you know what he would be if he had the rules that LeBron James has now? You don't understand the shit that you don't understand. Detroit, New York, Boston, Utah. Go back and watch any Michael Jordan things when he go up that middle, what? Punching him, elbows, beat, dude, two totally different brands of game, dog. Two different, no. Now, I ain't talking about everybody today. See, I'm talking about what men did. Men never flop. Men don't flop like girls, dog.
Oh, it's not fair. Okay, referee, he bumped into my shoulder, and he hurt me a little bit. Well, you know, it's my shoulder. I just want to get to the thing, to the foul line, because I'm hurt. I'm going to say it hurts. Oh, no, he bumped into me. Oh, no. My pee-pee hurt. Come on, man. Stop that shit.
I don't see what he's saying right here. I thought I was an introvert until I followed the talk to women everyday method. Well, yeah, you're not introverted. That's just something in your mind, brother. That's just something in your mind, brother. But I know a lot of y'all young cats think that here's the problem. You take LeBron and put him in that era, he wouldn't even probably start. Sean Kemp would kick his ass. See, you want to know why LeBron wouldn't play in the back in the era? Because if he plays like he played today, they would fuck him up in the back. Because men didn't do the bitch shit he did back then. They would fuck him up. I'm telling you, let LeBron flop, and then at halftime, if he on Detroit, New York, hell, even Boston, in a Paca, in a Harbor, even them motherfuckers probably beat it, especially that motherfucker, the Chief. The Chief would probably fuck him up. So I don't know, man. You got to understand, back then, one person didn't, they stayed with the team and they built around. You know what I mean? No, wait, CT, KT, no, Sean Kemp was like, dog, listen, everybody I can name back then, do you realize the defenses that they had to do? Do you understand the pain in which they went through to score points back then? You had to have nuts going in that going through that lane. Nothing. Hey, platinum nuts to go through that lane. Because fucking Mason, the Knicks, man, them Knicks won. Detroit, she wasn't playing. No. You can't adjust to when you're a bitch. You can't adjust to being a man when you're used to ticky tack fast. That hurts, referee. Man, I'm telling you, nah, man. See, when you had it rough, and you went in, and if Michael Jordan played today, oh man, it's not even fair, motherfucker. They would have to make a Michael Jordan rule to stop him, because it's just too easy right now. It's too easy. Too many crying and shit. Too many crying and shit. Jay, I'm not saying LeBron ain't strong. He just ain't tough. Listen, there's a difference between being strong and tough. Okay? Strong and tough. I wish I could just grab a YouTube because I don't want this shit to go down. I wish I could just grab a YouTube to show you what Michael went through. The beatdowns that he went through year after year after year. Hell, even Dominique Wilkins was balling. He didn't have a good team, but he went through that lane. I'm just saying. Allen, hey, Allen Iverson, tough. Hey, he from the DMV, baby. We got to, you know, I'm from the DMV. We got to rep our own DMV right there, man. LeBron, man. Y'all motherfuckers. Yeah, hey, y'all notice, wait. He's so great. Why didn't he come up with his own fucking cartoon movie? Why did he try to take something that Michael Jordan created and try to make it his own? Come on, man. He just following that motherfucker, dog. Come on, man. Well, they changed the rules and shit, man. Listen, man, look. Because of how people are today, you can't play 80s ball today, man. Too many motherfuckers will cry. Motherfuckers ain't tough anymore. Y'all can't even play practice football in the heat, man. Y'all cry about the heat. Tori asked this question before we almost wrap this up. He said, what would you recommend someone do if they're in love with someone yet have a desire to explore their sexual curiosity? Tori, I hope you're a girl. I don't know if you're a girl or a guy. Are you a girl or a guy? I'm just telling you, watch the NBA. Dog, how do I have to learn something I saw as a little kid, dog? I'm 50 years old. I saw with Michael Jordan coming from North Carolina, joining the Bulls. That same Michael Jordan that put 63 on the Celtics. I seen all that shit, dog. I seen it all, man. Tori, I don't know. Are you a woman or a man? Because I don't want to talk to you like a dude if you're a woman. I just don't want to disrespect you. All right, so you're a guy. So if you're in love with someone, you already lost. Men don't fucking fall in love. We fall into fucking respect. So, and you don't want to explore sexuality. You're just thirsty. So you're in love. You're feminine. You're thirsty because you just want to fuck. You know what I mean? You just want to fuck. That's all. You're not in love. You're just infatuated. You're in love with the pussy. And you just got caught up in the woman and shit. You don't love these women, man. You ain't supposed to be loved. You're supposed to fall into respect. We don't fall in love. We fall into respect. Hey, Mr. Hernandez, get your puzzle pieces. That's how you start. I'm just saying, T-Dog, that you don't have an underlying desire. You're lying to yourself, my brother. You see what I'm saying? You don't understand that. This is what happens with a lot of you guys. Thank you for the 200 likes. You're in love with someone, strike one. And because you're in the feminine, okay, you're in your emotions right now, and you don't want to explore the sexual curiosity. You just want to fuck. Way more skilled. Do you understand the skills that you have to have to shoot in that lane? And you know who would make – hey, I say Steph Curry would – Steph Curry could be in the NBA back in the day, because he could be like – he's like a Larry Bird type motherfucker. You know what I mean? He's like a Larry Bird. But, yeah, getting back to you, T-Dog. We got 10 minutes left. Y'all got any questions? Y'all call in. 10 minutes left. But I'm saying, T, what you're calling love is an emotional infatuation to just fuck somebody that you can't fuck. And you being in love with them shows a lack of respect, love, dedication and discipline you have for yourself, because what are you actually in love with? I mean, think about it. What the fuck are you in love with? T-Dog, tell me. Tori, tell me what you're in love with. What are you in love with? And I'm not being a dick. I'm serious. What about this person are you in love with? Tell me things about this person that you love. You haven't even smashed this person. She hasn't probably even washed a dish in your house yet. What do you love? Her makeup, her eyeliner, her body? And if you love those things, that says a lot about you. So what is it that you love about this woman? You fell in love with this woman. Tell me what's so special about you that you fell in love with her. Let me know, my brother. Let me know. Let me know what you're in love with. Guys, we got about 9 minutes left. Let me know what you're in love with. And I'm not joking. Oh, guys, y'all call if y'all want. But I'm serious. Let me know what you're in love with. I don't understand. What are you in love with? And you're probably thinking, holy shit, he's got me. You know, I'm in love with her body. I'm in love with how she looked. And, man, you've already fucking lost. If that's the case, you're in the feminine, dog. You right now, think about what you're saying. You're saying she's better than you right now, even in your statement. You don't even realize what you're saying. You don't even realize you're showing us. You know what I mean? And someone has shown me, oh, my. Guys, I'm saying that for you, if I was you, T-Dog, I'd run from this situation. Because the magic trick is showing you strength when she's preparing to conquer. She's about to fuck you up. Because when you didn't have strength, she made mental notes of your weaknesses. When you weren't doing so solid, she was jotting down how to destroy you. Humble, sweet spirit. Yeah, so did the fucking witch on Hansel and Gretel. You don't even see the... Dude, if I'm you, dog. Oh, my God. She got you, dog. She got you. She know, she's Batman to you. She knows all your weaknesses. Dude. Oh, my God. Dog, run. Please, run. Run. She got you in love with feelings, dog. She got you, man. She found out your weakness and made it feel good to make you think she's special. And she has not licked one little bit of dust off your balls. She hasn't given you any head, any dome, anything but feelings. Because she has a humble, sweet spirit. Where's that spirit when she's supposed to be sucking your dick? You in love, dude, come on. You can't be in love with this shit, dog. I forbid you to be in love with her. Run. Run. You are trapped. Run. Get the fuck out. I'm telling you, run. Run. Please. Run. You are fucked. Oh, my God. Can you give me an example of when someone stops operating? When you stop believing in yourself. It's simple. It's what you're doing right now. It's what you've always been doing, Mal. I understand. Example, someone stops operating. Listen. You, as soon as you worship women, you stop. As soon as you have fears, you stop. As soon as you make excuses, as soon as you're a victim, as soon as you worry, as soon as you blame, as soon as you focus on the end result, you stop the I am. And that happens in probably like in your childhood or something like that. Yeah, T, you got it. T, you got to run, dog. T, run, dog. T, she run a game on you, man. She fucking you over, dog. She got you, bro. Dude, I'm sorry, man. I wish you'd have came here earlier, man, because she got you in love with her. Dog, do you hear me? You're actually in love with her. And the fact that you're not solid shows that you ain't got no, oh, my God. Man, you just better, hey, put under your name, every kiss begins with K. Watch, dog. It's cold outside. And she's like, ooh, it's so cold out here. Well, I want to let you know how special you are. Hey, guys, for all you guys out there that are suckers, here comes the, why don't you buy her a diamond that she'll return, get the money so she can fuck that other man. But yet, you don't see diamond. And it can be yours. For three months of your salary and stuff. No, but wait, then wait. Hold on. Wait. Listen to what you're saying. You're saying sex is there, right? Hold on, man. Hold on. Let me show you, dog. I'm good at what I do. Hold on, dog. Now, I want y'all to see. He says, look at the lie. He said sex is there, but look what he's saying. Oh, my God. 4 minutes, guys. 4 minutes left. 4 minutes left. Guys, if y'all are joining us, we're going to do a live show. No. Oh, send me that. I don't know what the Black Phone movie is. I don't know what that is. Let me know. But, guys, we have a live show, 4 o'clock in the morning, chopping about the 4th of July and all the other stuff, okay? But also answer questions. If you're overseas, we're going to do a special show at 4 East our time, which is like probably like 9 in the morning or some shit. Y'all motherfuckers should be up. So we want to make sure that y'all are winded with that and shit like that. So we got y'all. Live show. But T-Dog, I'm just saying, T, she got you, bro. I'm sorry, man. I feel bad for you. All right, we're going to shut the lines out. No one's calling. We'll shut the lines.